Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my podcast or my YouTube channel. I'm Will Caminada, the multidimensional guide, and I'm here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. Today, I'm bringing a channeled message from the Pleiadians, and the message that they bring this time is that of trust. They talk about the connection between the present moment and trust. They also talk about how we are always connected to spirit and that if we follow the path of joy and pay attention to the things we enjoy, we make it easier for them to communicate with us. So listen to their words of love and focus on your heart as always. I don't recommend listening to this while driving or performing an activity that demands your focus because the background music may affect your state of consciousness. I do suggest that you listen to this as a meditation, so close your eyes and let the words touch your heart and your soul. Enjoy the message from the bees. Greetings, greetings, greetings. We are so pleased to connect with you. We are so grateful to have this channel through this beautiful soul who's always willing to connect with us, to open his channel, to communicate and deliver a message for the collective. And most times, this beautiful soul doesn't ask questions for himself, for his life's path. And then you may be asking yourself, why doesn't he ask as many questions as he can, since he has this kind of direct communication? And we actually want to share with you that he doesn't ask that many questions because he trusts. He trusts the path. He trusts that he's being guided and loved and that he is always where he is meant to be. Yes, he does worry sometimes, as most of you do. It seems like worrying is the thing that most humans like to do. It's overthinking and worrying about things. So yes, he does worry. And so recently, we have been sending a song to his conscious mind that says, "My father says, don't you worry, child. Heaven has a plan for you." We know that this dear one connects very much with music and lyrics, so this is one of the ways that we communicate with him, even when he's not meditating or breathing or setting the intention to connect with us. So we're saying all of this to give you the message of trust. Trust. Trust that you are right where you are meant to be in this present moment. Yes, having clarity on the path ahead is good, but if you're just looking ahead and you're not present where you are not looking at the ground you're stepping on. The present moment and trust really walk hand in hand. We want you to imagine this now. You're walking on a path. You're seeing the path ahead. There is light. There is clarity. You know where you're going. You can see the destination. But if you're not present and you're not aware of your environment and your surroundings, you might just be walking into a cliff and you can't see it. So we're saying it's okay to ask for clarity and have an idea of destination, but really nurturing and staying in the present moment is the best thing that you can do, because in that analogy, you're able to see that, hey, there is a cliff right in front of me, and if I give the next step towards that direction, I may fall. Having said that, if you really, truly trust, you trust that even if you fall, you will be held by the hand of the universe that always, always has your back. Even when you think you're groundless or you're worried and there's fear, even when you're in this situation and this frequency, you are being held. You are being guided. You are being protected. You are being loved. And the other message we want to give you, following the example we've just given you, is that you are always connected to spirit. You are always connected to your higher self, your angels, us, and many other higher dimensional beings, whatever it is that you feel in your heart. Perhaps you feel a connection with us, the Pleiadians. Perhaps you feel a connection with the Arcturians. Perhaps you feel a connection with angels. Perhaps you feel a connection with your deceased, beloved granny. We and they are always here for you. And all you have to do is just set the intention. You can go to bed, set the intention to connect with us. Allow us to come to you in your sleep. That's when you do a lot of astral travel, and that's when you're most connected with your subconscious mind and your spirit. And when you wake up, you might just have that clarity and that message that you're looking for, even if it's not as obvious to your rational mind. We're talking feeling energy. It's more of a knowing and a feeling of clarity than necessarily a specific and utterly clear message, although that is very possible too. But know that we are only here to assist you, and we're never going to tell you what to do, for you have your free will, beautiful soul. And pay attention to the things that you enjoy. If you enjoy music and lyrics like this dear one, pay attention to those lyrics you hear in your head or songs that pop up out of the blue. If you love writing, pay attention to the books you're interested in reading, the blog posts, the articles, the words on a billboard. If you're someone who loves cooking, pay attention to the colors of the fruit and the vegetables, their energy they are speaking to you. If you're someone who loves crystals, let them speak to you. You can channel through them. Crystals hold a lot of cosmic energy and wisdom, and you can let them speak to and through you. Whatever it is that you enjoy in life, pay attention, because that's one of the ways that we communicate through you. We want to make it easy for you. We don't want to make it hard. We'll say that the ego is the thing that makes it hard, because you think that you're not channeling, that you're making things up, that it's all just a coincidence. And so we want to tell you, start believing. Start believing in synchronicities. Start believing in magic. Start believing that spirit is everywhere, because it is. And we always go back to the guidance of your heart. If you are connected to your heart center, then there's no better guidance, there's no better way to connect with spirit, to connect with your higher self. Focus on your heart. Open your heart. Breathe into your heart. Bring awareness from your mind into your heart. We'll be there. This is the message that we have for you today. We want you to connect with your heart, and we want you to connect with the frequency of joy. The frequency of joy. We want to close this transmission with this message. Stay with the frequency of joy. Laugh, dance, do whatever brings you joy. Follow the bliss. Follow your joy. Follow your joy. And we'll communicate with you through your joy and through the things that you enjoy. We love you so very much. We love you so very much. In joy, in gratitude. Thank you for listening to this message and meditating with us today. I will suggest a little after practice for you. Take a journal and write at least 30 things that bring you joy. Whether it's having a cup of coffee or listening to your favorite song, just keep writing, and even in doing just that, you will feel your vibration rise. And then I suggest that you keep this list near you and have a look at it whenever you need a high vibe pickup, or just make sure that you do at least one of those things every day. Let me know in the comments how this experience went for you and what has been your biggest takeaway from this message. Don't forget to subscribe and follow me on Instagram at GiWill, where I guide weekly live meditations. I'm also an insight timer. You can find me under my name, Will Caminada. And please share this message with that friend who will definitely resonate with this message from the Pleiadians. And as always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. I love you. See you in the next episode.